Welcome to Detox to Rehab's True Stories of Addiction podcast series. Today's guest is Kevin as he shares his story of recovery.
I come from a huge family, a lot of, you know, police officers, you know, a lot of alcohol was involved. I mean, every time we had a party, there was always alcohol involved. I remember being, 7 years old, watching them, and they would be partying and drinking. I'd be like, man, I wish I had that. You know, I want to have that fun. The first time I actually got drunk or had a sip of alcohol, I was 11 years old. A friend of mine gave me apple brandy. I remember how disgusting it tasted, but at the same time, I loved it. I loved the way it made me feel. I loved the way it made me feel warm inside. You know, growing up, I was a big athlete in the state of New Jersey. I was a first team All-State in high school. I partied a little bit, in high school, and but I was introduced to prescription painkillers in high school through a friend's father, the same father who gave me the alcohol. I fell in love right away. I remember, there were times I'd be injured and, he'd give me a couple pills just to kind of ease the pain a little bit. I remember, and all of a sudden I found out I can mix it. I ended up getting a half scholarship to Penn State University for baseball. My focus should have been school and baseball, but it wasn't. Drinking and partying. I mean, there's times where, I got carried home. There's times where I blacked out at parties. There's times I woke up in places I had no idea where I was. It took a huge toll on me physically and emotionally. I remember one time it got so bad, I actually quit drinking. I found teammates who were injured and I took their Percocets. And there were times where, instead of being drunk, I was still high because I was taking the pain meds. And there again, there was the same concept. There was times I'd pass out in the middle of a party, or I'd be passing out mid-sentence with somebody. It got to so bad that actually my teammates called my parents. After that, I was actually asked to transfer to a small school in Florida to play ball. A lot of things spiraled out of control. Got hooked up with some bad people down there. I started really smoking weed. Then I started lacing weed with the painkillers. Eventually, I had mental breakdowns. I actually lost the ability to throw a baseball. I just didn't care anymore. I kind of gave up on my goals and my career. The depression that hit me at that point was so. It was so low and dark. There's no other way I can explain it, is the fact that I can just cover it with the drugs and the alcohol. So I actually got accepted to Arizona State. I thought my baseball career was finished. My father called me and said, hey, there's an open tryout for a league out in St. Louis. It's a professional league. And, at first I was like, no, because I kind of came out to Arizona to try to clean myself up. And I was like, no, I'm done, And 2 days later, I was actually in school. I was at ASU. I came back from a biology class, and I got signed to play professional baseball. So it was surreal. It was like, oh my God, this is actually happening, And I was there, and I remember my arm being in so much pain that I couldn't even warm up without taking some kind of painkiller. I played a little bit. I got released. It was kind of bittersweet. It was kind of like, I was kind of upset that I was like, my goals, my dream's over, but I was kind of happy because I was in so much pain. My arm is completely shot. When my career ended, I did not have an identity. I didn't have anything. I struggled with that. I was always known as the athlete. And all of a sudden, I became a normal person. And that was really tough for me to handle. I got married in October of 2011. We actually previously had a daughter in 2010, who is the apple of my eye. You would think that would be enough for me to stop using, stop drinking. I carried a lot of shame into my marriage, with the demise of my baseball career. I carried the depression. I carried everything. I was just completely out of control. I remember one time I woke up in the middle of the night and I peed on the floor. And I remember thinking to myself, something's wrong. Something's not right. Nobody just wakes up and, urinates on the floor, And I immediately forgot that the next day. Anytime, we had painkillers in the house, they were gone. I'd use them. I'd take them. April of 2014, my wife left me. We were pregnant with our second child at that time. I actually quit drinking in April of 2014, but I immediately switched to prescription drugs again. I switched to Xanax. You know, I hit the all-time low of not being able to see my kids. You know, I talked to them every day, but it was very difficult. My kids were actually coming over to, we were going to take them to movies, and I decided to take 4 Xanny bars, and I overdosed. And they walked in on me, completely overdosed. Apparently, amongst that time, I sent out a suicidal text message. Apparently, I was trying to kill myself. I don't remember. I remember very, very, very little of that. I remember my daughter saying, "Is my daddy okay?" That part still kills me. I remember looking at my father, and I just looked at him, and I said, "Dad, I need help." I ended up in an insane asylum. I ended up getting committed. I ended up in the treatment, and that was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. 2 weeks into treatment, I got served divorce papers. I don't blame her one bit. This addiction took away my kids, took away my wife. I lost the marriage. Just hitting my knees, and I just remember, I said, "God, I don't know if you're real, but please help me." And every day, he's helped me. Every day I wake up sober is a day that he answers my prayers. You know, if it wasn't for reaching my hand out and asking for help, you know, I got the help that I needed because I was done living that life. I was finished living the life in a bottle, in a drug, you know. Did my detox, you know, I did a 5 days detox, and I immediately went to treatment, and it was the best thing I ever did in my life. If you're struggling out there, if someone out there is struggling and you know somebody is struggling, you know, reach out and give them help. You know, if you are struggling yourself, reach out there and get yourself some help. I wake up today and I am happy, joyous, and free. I danced with the devil for way too many years, and I can honestly say I have a great life today. I'm a better father to my 2 daughters. I'm a better man. You know, I have a stronger faith. I have a life that I don't deserve. And if it wasn't for getting the help that I needed, I wouldn't have the life I have today. My kids almost lost their father. You know, I should be dead. But by the grace of God, I have a life, and I'm still alive today. You know, I tried to live my life trying to be a rock star, but, you know, all I needed to do was be a rock star in my kids' eyes. You know, I live every day one day at a time, because I don't have tomorrow, and yesterday's gone. All I have is today. So if you're struggling, if you are out there and you are struggling and you don't know what to do, reach out, reach your hand out, get the help you need, get the help that you deserve. Because there's a life out there that you do deserve. There's a life out there that every addict deserves. And that's a life of freedom. That is the life of love. Today, I love myself. I used to never love myself. I used to hate myself. I used to look in the mirror and think, what a piece of trash you are. There were so many times I looked in the mirror. I remember looking in there and just saying, what are you? I used to have this, everything on a gold plate. Everything. I had a, you know, rocket arm. I had everything. And now it was taken away, it was gone. For what? I lost a beautiful wife. I lost the chance to see my beautiful daughters every single day because of my addiction. I get to see my kids. Is it every day? No, but I still get to see them. And that's the important thing. I recently just graduated with my master's. I remember sitting there, you know, I was sitting in the crowd, you know, I'm with, you know, people around, and, you know, I remember sitting there and they're talking, and I started crying. It was such a spiritual moment because I remember sitting there and going, wow, 2.5 years ago, I was overdosed. I should have been dead 2 years ago. Why am I here? Why am I sitting here getting this accomplishment? You know, it's like, I couldn't believe it. It was such a spiritual awakening for me. You know, it was just amazing feeling just being there and just saying, oh my God, look what I have done that I could not have done before when I was using. And it was so strong. I mean, and that was a great thing. You know, people were looking at me like, why are you crying? I said, you have no idea. You know, you have no idea. You know, and every day there's a new adventure. You know, there's a new adventure, and you know, and like I said, man, I danced with the devil for too many years, and now I get a chance to dance with God, and that's the best thing in the world.
Thank you for listening. Please join us next week as we share more true stories of addiction.